The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The other price inflation point that people are talking about is when it comes to accommodation and hotels. So this was discussed at the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Tourism today. Take a listen to the Sinn Féin TD, Piers Doherty. He was in the Dáil before that Joint Oireachtas Committee kicked off, actually, shortly beforehand, highlighting the increasing cost of finding a hotel to stay at in Dublin.
Next Saturday, supporters will be travelling from Derry, from Clare, from Cork to watch the counties play in the All-Ireland quarterfinals. And as they come to the city, they're going to be faced with rip-off prices that they're being charged in the city. Hotels are charging over €400 per night, and we have hostels charging eye-watering rates for bunk beds for those that will be travelling to Dublin here next weekend. So get this, Minister, one hostel is charging €167 for the pleasure of sleeping in a bunk bed with 900 other strangers in the dorm. Now, that is absolutely crazy. That is this city in the year 2022. What is your government going to do to tackle the rip-off prices that people are being charged?
Yeah, Piers Doherty there in the Dáil, the Sinn Féin TD, a little bit earlier today. Denise Campbell is president of the Irish Hotels Federation. Denise, what is your response to accusations of price gouging?
Kieran, good evening. I understand the sense of frustration that was expressed today in the Oireachtas hearing. And I'm not here really to defend the excessive price increases, but what I would like to explain to your listeners is just to give a little bit of background about what's going on in Dublin at the moment and what's leading to the current situation. So on any given year, we have 22,500 rooms in Dublin. And at the moment, we're operating on a base of 18,000. So we've got reduced supply, and we also have pent-up demand from the last 2 years where people didn't travel, and we're also dealing with deferred business. So that's leading us to having very little room to have when we're in the month and when we're operating our business. So, for example, the example was given there about the quarterfinals, the event, the fixtures in Croke Park. That's on the exact same weekend as the Eagles are in concert. So the majority of hotel rooms were sold on those dates anyway. So that's just putting pressure on the supply. And we are dealing with exceptional level of advanced booking. So we came into the month of June with 80% of our business already secured and on the books, whereas in 2019, that figure was 65%.
But that's a reason that there might be few hotel rooms available. It's not necessarily a reason for the price that's then charged for the remaining rooms.
So if that's the last few rooms are being displayed, and that's where the prices that people are seeing at the moment, it does not represent the. So let's say if we've 18,000 rooms sold in the month. Those prices, like, they've been sold at a lot less than what's being displayed now on websites, and that's the point. So in April, we had an average rate of €154, and we haven't got our May results yet, but we feel that it's probably in the region of about €177. So the rates that are on display now are the last few rooms, they're in place here.
So the price is reasonable for the majority of rooms, but absolutely, the industry is just price gouging when it comes to the last few rooms.
I wouldn't call it price gouging, but what I would say is that there's great value if people book in advance. So if you were to come, like the portion of people that are coming, say, for the Eagles concert, wouldn't be paying the prices that are advertised now. But the overall value is there if people book more in advance. But when you're caught that you're in the month, the situation is there's very few rooms, and hotels are unfortunately selling at very high prices.
That figure of 22,000 being the usual number of beds available, down to 18,000, why has that happened?
Hotels have contracted business with the government, and we did that at the start of the year, and then the contracts have been extended. So that's putting pressure as well on the capacity.
There had been some suggestions earlier in the week. I read that some of those contracts were due to come to an end again, and that maybe some of the people housed on foot of those government contracts might be moved to student accommodation in the summer, thereby freeing up hotel rooms. Is there any accuracy in that?
Well, I don't know of any example that is happening, but hotels would have contracted directly with the relevant department, so we wouldn't have been involved in any of those negotiations, Kieran, so I wouldn't be able to answer that question.
All right, okay. Well, listen, Anthony Gray is with us as well. He's the owner of Alabon and Hooked Restaurants in Sligo and chairman of Sligo Tourism. Anthony, have you concerns about the amount of attention the price of a hotel stay is getting?
Absolutely, Kieran. You know, what we're seeing is, look, we are in economic hardship and the price of everything has gone up. But, like, you can't argue and say that there isn't price gouging going on. It is going on. Like, how in God's name is it that I can't put up the price of my fillet steak because there's a contract going on across the road? And what we're finding is it's ruining the Cade Mhíle Fáilte for the visitors that are coming into this country. And this is solely being done by hotels in Dublin. So, and I'm also worried that rural Ireland is going to be tarred with the same brush because of this price gouging, and we could lose the 9% VAT rate that we worked so hard to get. Not only that, and this doesn't wash with me whatsoever, Bruce Springsteen is playing in Dublin in 2023. A friend of mine went on to book an average hotel in Ballsbridge that morning. It started at 700, and within 2 hours, that double room went to 1,000. Now, this is for next year. So that doesn't wash with me. Unfortunately, we are going to be tarred with the warm brush with this price gouging going on. And it is happening in Dublin. Rural Ireland is still offering value for money along the Wild Atlantic Way, etc., etc. And unfortunately, somebody has to stop. Somebody has to say, hold on a minute, enough is enough. And stand up to the hotels. It's been going on far too long and it doesn't wash with me, Kieran.
Denise, are your members in Dublin the worst offenders in this regard?
Look, Kieran, it's the last few rooms that we're talking about here, you know, and that's the issue that we are having. You know, like, there's 90% of our guests that are staying in our hotels have not paid the rates that are being displayed on websites at the moment.
But the hotel, I assume, and sorry to cut across, but the hotel, I assume, is making a profit on me booking, you know, 2 years in advance. You're not selling the majority of hotel rooms at a loss. So you'd make a profit if you continued to sell the last few rooms at the price you sold the initial rooms at. But the reason that the prices are being hiked up is because they know people are under pressure. That is price gouging, isn't it?
It's supply and demand, really, Kieran. I mean, I'm not...
It's kind of ruthless, though, isn't it?
As a federation, we can't tell our members how to set their prices. That would be, you know, we're precluded from doing that. But, you know, the average rate, if I go back to that in May, is approximately €177. So the prices that are being advertised are not the genuine prices that the majority of guests would have paid to stay in hotels.
And Anthony, if I can go back to you before I go, I mean, is your fear that... I suppose that people then who come here and they maybe pay an inflated price because they left it a little bit late to book, then, well, I guess they won't spend much more money in other parts of the economy, in your restaurant, for example.
Do you know what? They're not going to choose Ireland as a destination. We're going back to 2017, or when Ireland was known as a rip-off nation. Like, we cannot continue this. Just because we've had COVID for 2 years doesn't mean that we all have to get it back in one go and price increase out the window. I'll give you one example as well. There's a gentleman in Sligo who can go to the Bruce Springsteen's concert in Europe for €400 cheaper, and that includes a hotel room, than the one in Dublin, which is on in 2023. So it doesn't wash with me that these are the last few rooms. The Hotel Federation has to hold their hands up now and say, enough is enough. We fought, the Restaurants Association of Ireland fought very hard to get the 9% VAT rate, and unfortunately, hotel prices in Dublin are destroying it for the rest of the country. It's about time they copped on.
Denise, I have to let you have the last word on that.
Anthony, you know, what I would say is that the majority of our international guests would have pre-booked their rooms in advance, so they wouldn't be paying the rates that are displaying now. And there is great value in all of Ireland. We have a fabulous tourism product. And really, I'm not in a position to compare, you know, a hotel stay in Dublin versus a hotel stay somewhere else. You know, but I would just say that the rates that are displayed at the moment are not reflective of what's in the hotel.
Denise Campbell is president of the Irish Hotels Federation, and Anthony Gray is the owner of Alabon and Hooked Restaurants in Sligo. He's chairman of Sligo Tourism. Mick says, Kieran, the hotel and car rental price gouging is killing our reputation globally. We'll reap what we sow next year. Mark my words. Mick, I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and they've got people for business coming over from overseas, I think from Italy, they said. And do you know what they're doing for car rental? They're renting their cars in the north and then they're paying somebody to drive the cars down south for them where they pick them up. It is cheaper for them to rent a car in Belfast and pay someone to drive the car down to Dublin and then put them on the train back up to Belfast than rent the car in Dublin in the first place. What a joke. Anyway, 53106, the text number.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.